Along with Bite Me, Youth Zone has bridged the gap between media and reality. The workshop ran for 2 days prior to the festival, and it aimed to provide girls between the ages of 10 to 17 with the tools to empower themselves and strengthen their self-esteem. Ashley DeMartini, the co-facilitator of Youth Zone, sat down to speak with me about the program.
Role and experience with Bite Me. I've been working at with the Girls Youth Zone, and I've been a facilitator. I also work at the National Film Board, so I do wear many hats. And I've helped lately, this past Girls Youth Zone, I led a 3-day workshop with girls creating a digital story about their experiences in relation to body image, in relation to fitting in, to stereotypes, in relation to peer pressure, and what came out of those 3 days. And the stories that these girls told inspired me. And it inspired me in ways that just maybe, you know, wanted to step up and be a better person. And it's so amazing when you get these stories from these 13, 14-year-old girls that are just, you know, changing your life. And really, like, they have so much wisdom, and they were able to express that through our digital stories. And that's also a workshop that we do here at the National Film Board.
You spoke about the Youth Zone and speaking with the girls. How has it changed in terms of when you were 13, 14, some of the issues that you dealt with at 13, 14? Is it any different or is it the same?
That's a really good question. And that's a question that came up during the Youth Zone with the girls. You know, a long time ago, I was 13, 14, and we didn't have social media. So at the end of the day, maybe I'd go home and, you know, play with my friends or watch TV or do something. Now the kids go home and they're online, and there's, you know, these forums where you can speak your mind, and there's the social bullying doesn't stop at school. It's entering into the kids' bedrooms. It's entering into the kids' living rooms. The kids, you know, the girls and boys cannot escape this. So this is a much more difficult task for the girls and boys to negotiate through, and also the way that the media has become more pervasive as we, you know, use social media more. There's a lot more messages that are, you know, coming back at them, like, you know, maybe I have to be thinner, or maybe my skin's too dark, or maybe my hair's not right, or, and these are all the messages that the girls and boys are coming back with, and especially the girls. I think at this age, they're faced with so many questions and not necessarily having always the outlets to turn to. So Girls Zone was really about bringing it back to their stories and giving them a space to speak from. We were just there to, like, bring it out.
If there was anything that any attendant would like to learn from or leave the film festival with, what do you think that would be?
Well, that body image is a very complex thing, and it's not just the physical. It's not just the physical that we're talking about, but it's the emotional, it's the ideas and philosophy that surround, that inform society to think the way that we do. And like Jill was saying earlier, we want to just not only create critical media citizens in Youth Zone, but we're hoping that the attendees walk away also with this critical, you know, critical state of being.
Is there any particular film that really struck a nerve for you?
Wow, that's such a good one. I knew you were gonna ask me this, and I was like, oh no. Okay, there's our closing film. It's Say My Name, and it's about female hip-hop artists in New York, and it's amazing because it looks at the real struggles behind the scenes of hip-hop that does have a reputation for misogyny, and just, you know, the word, there is the conscious hip-hop, but there's also that main street hip-hop that are projecting these images, just like any other musical genre does. And this documentary looks at what these real women of hip-hop are doing and how they're making it in the industry. And I think, you know, it goes from everyone from the, you know, 1990s, like Raw Digga, and all the way now to Estelle, and you know what I'm talking about. So it's really great because there's a whole bunch of women in between that we get to learn their stories about. So
for those individuals who wanted to be here but couldn't, is there any way or outlet where we could get a chance to see these movies?
I don't know offhand where I could tell you to see these films because people have sent them from all over the world. Some of these are their premiere screenings. Others, they might go back into other festival circuits. So what I would suggest is going to our website, www.bitemefilmfest.com, checking out those films that you're interested in and doing some research and seeing, you know, where else you could see them, or just maybe next time, make sure you make it out to Bite Me.
Okay, thank you so much, Ashley. We're looking forward to seeing the films this evening.